dead, I'd know about it," snapped the king. "He can look after himself. He's my son. It's my ancestors I'm worried about."
"But they're dead," Dil began. It has already been remarked that Dil had a very poor imagination. In a job like his, a poor imagination was essential. But his mind's eye opened on a panorama of pyramids stretching along the river, and his mind's ear swooped and curved through solid doors that no thief could penetrate. And it heard the scrabbling, and it heard the hammering, and it heard the muffled shouting. The king put a bandaged arm over his trembling shoulders. "I know you're a good man with a needle, Dil," he said. "Tell me, how are you with a sledgehammer?"
Coppelimer, the greatest storyteller in the world, sat back and beamed at the greatest minds in the world assembled at the dining table. Tepic had added another iota to his store of new knowledge. Symposium meant a knife and fork tea.
"Well," said Coppelimer, and launched into the story of the Tussautian Wars. "You see, what happened was, he'd taken her back home and her father. This wasn't the old king, this was the one before, the one with the, what's her name? He married some girl from over El Harib way. She had a squint, what was her name now? Began with a P, or an L, one of them letters anyway. Her father owned an island out on the bay there. Papilos, I think it was. No, tell a lie, it was Crinix. Anyway, the king, the other king, he raised an army, and they, Eleanor, that was her name, she had a squint, you know, but quite attractive, they say. When I say married, I trust I do not have to spell it out for you. I mean, well, it was a bit unofficial. Anyway, there was this wooden horse, and after they'd got in, did I tell you about this horse? It was a horse. Oh, I'm pretty sure it was a horse, or maybe it was a chicken. Forget me own name next. It was what's name's idea, the one with the limp. Yeah, the limp in his leg, I mean. Did I mention him? There'd been this fight. No, that was the other one, I think. Yes. Anyway, this wooden pig, damn clever idea. They made it out of thing. Tip of my tongue, wood. But that was later, you know. The fight! Oh, nearly forgot the fight. Yes, damn good fight. Everyone banging on their shields and yelling. What's name's armour shone like shining armour. Fight and a half, that fight. Between Thingy, not the one with the limp, the other one. What's name? Had red hair, you know. You know, tall fellow, talked with a lisp. Hold on, just remembered. He was from some other island. No, not him, the other one with the limp. Didn't want to go. He said he was mad. Of course he was bloody mad, definitely. I mean, a wooden cow. Like what's her name said, the king. No, not that king, the other one. He saw the goat. He said, I fear the Ephebians, especially when they're mad enough to leave a bloody great wooden livestock on the doorstep. Talk about nerve, they must think we was born yesterday. Set fire to it. And, of course, what's name had nipped in round the back and put everyone to the sword. Talk about a laugh. Did I say she had a squint? They said she was pretty, but it takes all sorts. Yes, anyway, that's how it happened. Now, of course, what's name? I think he was called Melicanus. Had a limp. He wanted to go home. Well, you would. They'd been there for years. He wasn't getting any younger. That's why he dreamt up the thing about the wooden was name. Yes, I tell a lie. Lavalius was the one with the knee. Pretty good fight, that fight. Take it from me. He lapsed into self-satisfied silence. Pretty good fight, he mumbled, and smiling faintly dropped off to sleep. Tepic was aware that his own mouth was hanging open. He shut it. Along the table, several of the diners were wiping their eyes. Nick, said Zeno. Sheer magic. Every word a tassel on the canopy of time.
It's the way he remembers every tiny detail. Pin sharp, murmured Ibid.
Tepic looked down the length of the table and then nudged Zeno beside him.
Who is everyone? He said.
Well, Ibid you already know, and Coppelimer. Over there, that's Aesope, the greatest teller of fables in the world. And then there's Antiphon, the greatest writer of comic plays in the world.
Where is Pythagonal? Said Tepic.
Zeno pointed to the far end.